Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, for another edition of this Straight Talk program presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. We also want to thank Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And of course, you can find out more about them at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, today we are joined with Heather McCutcheon, who is the new CEO of Affinity Health Center. So welcome, Heather.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I know that you have been here before. You were here with the former CEO, and I think that's when she actually announced that she was going to be making a move and that you were going to be the interim. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Now been named the new CEO. I know that they are so glad to have you. But before we get into Affinity Health Center and what it is that you all do, just tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe some fun facts about Heather.
I'm Heather McCutcheon. As you said, I'm CEO at Affinity Health Center. I've actually been there for 16 years. Very rewarding opportunity. I know you want to hear fun facts, but it feels like my life almost revolves around Affinity, but just so much work that we do, you know, in the community. But I am actually from Chester County.
Okay.
Only live about 20 minutes from Affinity. Fun facts, I enjoy camping, enjoy traveling. Recently celebrated my 30th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Took a two-week trip and rest and re-energize to prepare for the CEO role.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sure you needed it, right?
Yes.
So let's just jump in. For those listeners who might not know about Affinity Health Center, and I've been getting familiar, first, tell us what it is you do and where exactly you're located.
Yes, so Affinity Health Center, we are a federally qualified health center. We are located at 455 Lakeshore Parkway in the business park of Tech Park across from York Technical College.
Okay.
We've actually been there since June of 2018. We built the new facility, 30,000 square feet. We provide primary care, HIV specialty care, Hep C, behavioral health services, dental services, and our services are actually open to anyone in the community who needs care. Uninsured, underinsured, insured, but we are there, you know, to help patients who need care that might not have the ability or insurance to pay. We have discounted fee schedules where we assess income, household size to make sure that the care is affordable. We have a team of social workers who can help patients explore insurance opportunities that may be available that they may not be aware of, but we will help people to make sure that they get in for the care and service that are needed. We do not refuse people if they're not able to pay. We will work with them to set up payment plans because our goal is for a healthier community, and that means getting patients in for care.
Well, of course, there's a lot to unpack here with a lot of that. So I'm going to back up just a little bit. I know that you said that you do have a 30,000 square foot facility,
yes,
and I wasn't really familiar with where it was, but once you said where it was, I was like, oh yes, that's that really nice building across from York Tech. But before that, you said you went from about 6,000 square feet all the way to this 30,000 square foot facility.
Right. We were in the same business park in about a 6,800 square feet building. But then when we became a community health center, we knew there was going to be expansion, more patient, more need for space. So that's when we decided to build our new facility to accommodate that growth. And at that time, we had maybe around 600-700 patients, and that was in 2015. And then we moved into our new facility in 2018, and now we're over 9,000 patients.
Wow. So what, I guess, is the difference between a community health center, because Affinity is a community health center, and you said that these are located all across the country, really the world, versus a traditional doctor's office or medical facility or, you know, urgent care?
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference in the three?
Well,
or all of the above?
Well, I mean, you know, you can have your private practices that are privately owned. You can have your primary care providers that are owned through hospital systems. We are a federally qualified community health center, which means we receive federal, state, local funding to support patients who are not able to afford care, which is why we're able to take uninsured, underinsured patients and offer that discounted fee schedule. So and we receive funding to support that
And I know that you've talked a lot when we were kind of going through this before when you got here. There's what you're calling a sliding scale, like a fee sliding scale.
Yes.
How does that work? What does that look like?
So we look at the poverty rates. We look at, you know, the income. And so we are assessing a family, a patient, to see what is their income, how many is in their household. And so anyone below 200% of the poverty level, we're able to offer a discounted rate. Even if they have insurance, if someone has insurance and under 200%, we are able to offer the lower of the two, whether it's the insurance copay or the sliding fee scale. So someone could come in as low as $10 for a medical visit, which includes that full medical visit, all the way up to $45, and that's at 200%. If they're above, then they're considered full pay or they're using their insurance.
So you do accept regular insurance, just like all of the urgent cares or the private practices.
Yes.
It's just a medical facility, but people who might not have those benefits can also come.
Yes, we accept Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, Affordable Care Act, and uninsured.
What is the age range of your patients?
We serve all ages.
Okay, so birth all the way up.
We support the full family.
What are some of the programs that you have or that you specialize in? I know that there's some specialties that you have. And what would you tell people to get them to come and say, hey, this might be a place I'm going to benefit walking into or using?
Yes. Well, I think one misconception is maybe that we're a free clinic. And we're not a free clinic, but we do offer reduced rates, and we do not turn people away. Our specialty, we actually started out as an HIV service organization in 2000. And so we started out providing care for patients living with HIV. We continue to offer that specialty. So we have an infectious disease physician who provides care to patients living with HIV, also patients who have hepatitis C. So those are the specialties that we have. I'll also mention that we have a team of social workers. We have community health workers who can support patients who have diabetes, because we know that requires education and support to change lifestyles. We have staff who can help patients apply for health insurance benefits. We have staff who can help with medication access. If someone does not have health insurance and maybe they still can't afford the low-cost medication, we have programs where medications are provided free through patient assistance programs. So not only do we provide medical, dental, behavioral health, and social work and case management services, we assess that person and their family to see what benefits may help them. We want to reduce the barriers so that they have access to care.
And those barriers sometimes is the challenge, right?
You
were given the story that, you know, sometimes because people are fearful for coming because they might not be able to pay or because they haven't come to the doctor in so long, you know, that's not something you wake up every day and say, hey, I want to go get my annual done or my physical done.
Yes.
But because they've waited for so long, they think they're coming for one thing, but you might find that there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other things.
Right.
Is that part of the challenge? And can y'all accept that challenge?
Yes, that is part of the challenge. Many of our patients who come to us have not been in care, and they come to us when they're not feeling well. So they come in with, like you said, 5 to 10 different problems. And so our care teams work with that patient to address what can be addressed in one visit and then put them on a plan to come back in so that they can address all of their needs, and also stress the importance of preventative care. We want our patients to come in, establish care, and get on a routine schedule so that we don't get to the point where they're having multiple problems that's hard to address. So that is a common challenge.
And things that you can tackle, like you said, you just mentioned, it's not only your physical, but you also have dental. So want to hit on that. And then behavioral health, so mental health. I'll let you start. Let's start with the behavioral health, and then we'll move over to dental.
So, you know, what we see commonly is many people are experiencing behavioral health, mental health, substance abuse challenges. And, you know, we have three behavioral health counselors, also psychiatric nurse practitioners who can work with patients. And those teams work together. Our primary care, our behavioral health, and our psych MP work together to treat the patient. But some patients, they need that additional support to navigate the mental health challenges that they're facing. So we have a team that's able to support that. If it's beyond our level of care, we work with community partners like Catawba Mental Health, Keystone, you know, to make sure that
NAMI,
we partner with NAMI so that patients get the care that they need. But we see that that is a huge need for our patients, and we actually have a wait list for behavioral health services.
Wow.
I will mention that we also partner with the schools for behavioral health services at our Bellevue site, which is our school-based site located at Bellevue Elementary School. We have a counselor that supports the day treatment program and will also be supporting the Rock Hill School District this year.
And is that something that happens all school year or all year, or is it just school when kids are in school? What do those school sites look like?
So at Bellevue, that site opened in January 2024, and we've gradually built up the relationship with the school, the parents, and the community. We added a counselor there this year. She is on site one day a week. And what we've experienced this year is the summer, those students are not available to come in because they're on summer break. We are available, but we are working with the parents and families to continue through the summer if needed. But our site is open at Bellevue year-round. We also have a site at York Middle School that supports behavioral health, supports primary care. That site is closed in June and July.
Okay. And one thing I know that I have actually benefited from with Affinity is y'all do sports physicals for kids for $10 is the fee. And that's really how I really found out about Affinity is through the school district, and they were sending all this information, and I was like, oh my gosh, who wouldn't take advantage of this?
Yes.
So that's something that we also want to get out that y'all can do at these school-based sites.
Yes, and we can also do that at our main site.
Okay.
So, you know, sports physicals is a way, again, to build the relationship with the schools, with the parents. We have a school-based site coordinator that will work with the athletic directors to coordinate blocks of time for sports physicals. But, yes, a parent can call in, they can walk in and at any of our sites, and we will work, you know, to get a student in for a sports physical. That's also a way to get families in to see our site, because we'd love for that to become the medical home for that student and that family.
Well, and that's what I was going to next, is that you don't, maybe sometimes if you couldn't get an appointment at the facility by York Tech or in Tech Park, you can go over to the school-based site, because that's not only for students, but it's for their families as well.
Yes, it's for the students, their families, the staff, and the community.
It's perfect.
Yes.
It's great. You're doing a great thing there. Well, not only do you have school-based sites, you also have some satellite sites as well. Where are those located?
So we have two other satellite sites located at York Resource Center and Clover Family Resource Center, and those are extensions of our main site. And we have those sites there because we know that some patients face transportation challenges. Those are in the rural areas of our community. We're at Clover on Wednesdays and Thursday, and we're at York on Tuesdays. So we have a small care team there within school district buildings, and we're able to support the community and families that need to come in for services.
Now I want to go back to the 30,000 square foot facility in Rock Hill. I guess, are we calling that the main, your main
facility? That is our main site.
Okay, your main site. You also do dental there, which I think is so interesting, because you're really taking care of the whole body and mind, which I think is phenomenal to be able to get all underneath one roof. So what can people get on the dental side of the house?
Yes, so when we moved to our main site in 2018, we added full-time dental services. And so now we have two dental teams that includes a dentist, two dentists, and four dental hygienists. and dental assistance as well. And so we're able to provide preventative dental services, and we see that there's such a need for dental with our patients and the community that we are also expanding to offer digital dentistry.
Oh, so what does that mean? That's interesting.
So we will be helping patients with dentures,
okay,
partials, full mouth dentures, mouth guards, and so our team is actually going through training this year to be able to start with digital dentistry. And part of that's in preparation for our dental residency program. We are applying to support dentists when they finish school to actually have hands-on practice, and we want dentists to learn more about community health centers. So we have applied for accreditation to become a dental residency program. We're going through that process. We have site visits coming up, so we anticipate maybe 2027 having dental residents come in to our facility.
I think that's phenomenal, because I think we all know if we've had a toothache, if your two-thirds or something is wrong with your mouth, it makes your whole body hurt.
Yes.
And sometimes it is hard sometimes to get in with these private practices as well. So what are the hours like? Is it the same? Is the same hours as the main site? What does that look like?
Yes, so our dental program is open Monday through Friday. Tuesday, we do have an extended day with dental. They're open 8 to 7. Every other day is 8 to 5. I will mention our medical practice, our facility is open extended hours at our main site Monday through Thursday. We're open 8 to 7, Friday 8 to 5. And that gives people access to evening appointments.
And we'll touch on this again before we get off the air, but I'll make sure that we give all the information for the website and the scheduling and how other ways that they can get in touch with you. What would you say to people who might have a conception, maybe a misconception of, well, maybe the care that they get at a health center is not what you would get at, say, a private practice or an urgent care? What would you say to combat that misconception?
Yeah. You know, I would say that we provide holistic care, which is a difference from many of your private practices. I've mentioned all the services that we provide, and we are focused on quality health outcomes. We are looking at our patients' data every month to see, are we improving diabetes? Are we improving hypertension? Are our patients getting their preventative screenings for PAPs, for mammograms? We are focused on quality outcomes. We drill down to the data to look at certain patient populations to make sure we are addressing the needs. We have teams focused on quality, working with our insurance companies to make sure that we're meeting those goals. And so, and again, addressing those social determinants of health, recognizing the transportation barriers, recognizing access to medications, we help address those barriers to improve health outcomes.
Well, and that's another thing that we haven't talked about yet. You have an on-site pharmacy as well. So does the medication, the pharmacy also work on that same sliding scale? And are you taking data from that as well?
Yes, it does. So if someone comes to our practice and they're on the sliding fee scale, there are also discounted medications available at our pharmacy. It's a contract, a pharmacy that we have with Avita. They are on site, and they work with patients also to make sure that maybe a patient's not able to afford the medication on the slide. They will refer to our staff who can see, well, can we get this medication for free through a drug patient assistance program?
Have you seen that also helps maybe get people in the door? It's word of mouth.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, hey, you know, somebody heard such and such doesn't feel good, but they don't have insurance, and hey, but I went here and did this, and you can get this, 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 and this.
Yes, we track that. We ask patients how they heard about us, and they tell us it's word of mouth. It's from family. It's from friends. It's from the hospital system, but they also know that they're able to get medical care and discounted meds, lab services they're able to get. So, yes, I mean.
And testing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we also have a program where anyone, they do not have to be a patient, can walk in and get tested for STDs. That includes HIV, hepatitis C, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. And actually, we'll give a shout out. Today is National HIV Testing Day.
Oh, great.
And all those services are free of charge.
Okay. So any testing, whether you have insurance, no insurance,
yes,
that's always free of charge.
If they come in through our prevention program and they're getting tested for HIV, Hep C, gonorrhea, chlamydia, it's free of charge.
And so what does that mean to be a part of the prevention program? Like,
so our prevention team they actually started with us as we started as an HIV organization. It's part of our goal to reduce STIs and those sexually transmitted infections. They provide education to the community, to the patients who come in, to community members who come in. We partner with different churches and organizations to provide that information, but also do counseling and risk reduction and tests. And so, you know, that is an opportunity for people to get tested, know their status, and if someone tests positive, we make sure to connect them with care.
All right, that's great. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick mid-program break. That's a great place to break. And remind everyone that you're listening to Straight Talk right here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments and Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. And you can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years, Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. All right, what we do here at Substation 2 is real special. We want those people out there to come in here, and how we do that is right here in the white letters on the shirt. On the count of three, one, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back here live at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. We are chatting with Heather McCutcheon, who is the new CEO of Affinity Health Center. And Heather, I was asking you off mic, and I was like, people need to know this. How did you become the CEO? Were you ever a nurse, a physician's assistant? Mm-hmm. How did you get into this field? And what is it like every day to be the CEO of a health center?
Yeah. So I started with Affinity Health Center 16 years ago when we were a Ryan White service organization. I started as a social worker in an outreach case manager position, working with our infectious disease provider and with our patients living with HIV to bring patients back into care who had fallen out of care for stigma reasons, discrimination, or just not wanting to come in care. And, you know, since then, I've had many different positions as I've grown with the organization, from case manager to case management supervisor, supporting our prevention team, supporting our front desk team, our medical assistants, our nurses. I was chief operations officer from 2021 up until this year. And so all those roles have helped me prepare for this role as CEO, learning our community, learning our patients, learning our stakeholders, just learning the needs of the organization. Mm-hmm. I'll say it's truly an honor to be CEO and guide the strategic direction of the organization, because it really is not just a job. I mean, we have an opportunity to touch lives.
Mm-hmm. It's a calling.
Yeah, to make a difference in our community, in our patients, even our staff, because we look for staff who are a mission fit, because this is hard work. Mm-hmm. It is hard work, to serve patients who have not been in care for years, maybe have been mistreated for different reasons, not access, to medications or food or housing.
It's a lot of fear.
It is. It's a lot of fear, and we have the opportunity to make a difference.
Mm,
and,
absolutely.
And that's what makes this so rewarding. And we have grown a lot, since I started at Affinity Health Center. We continue to grow. There's something that's always, there's a need in our community. There's a need with our staff. And so that's the exciting part of being the CEO is, what is the need? How do we meet that need? How do we train our staff to meet the need? How do we let the community know about our services? And how do we partner with our community to meet the need?
And that's so respectable, because as you were talking, I would say that some of those things that you just mentioned were a challenge. Mm-hmm. But you just said that was exciting to you. And I think that's how people know that's your calling, and the people that work there, that's their calling, because it is always ever changing. I mean, I would think that the demographics sometimes would change. I mean, you said you had a couple of hundred patients at the very beginning, and now you're up to over 9,000.
Yes.
And for you to say that's exciting, I would be like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. Like, what is happening? So I think right there that just shows that you're where you're supposed to be, that this is a calling, and that absolutely. Yeah. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, because there's not very many people that, you're dealing with lots of, not only fear, but you're dealing with HIV, and you're dealing with people who are sick and have, don't have insurance. Yeah. And maybe that's why they're sick, because it started and it just got progressively worse and worse and worse. And for them to now know that there's a place where they can go and they're going to be open, welcomed with open arms, I think takes a lot of that pressure off.
And what you hear from me is what you'll hear from our staff. It's a calling to do this work. And, they look for, what are the resources that our patients need? How can we connect our patients with the resource? We have a linkage to care coordinator, and she says we love people into care. Because
that's good.
It takes a toll on our staff, doing this work day in and day out. Mm-hmm. But they show up, they support our patients, and they find the resources to try to help get them healthier.
Well, I know that you're going to be celebrating them here coming up in the next couple of weeks. So the first week of August, August 3rd through the 9th, is National Health Center Week. Yes. What is that going to look like for y'all?
So National Health Center Week, this is actually celebrated across the country, celebrating health centers, the work that's done to support patient care, the staff, the partnering in the community. And we are actually planning our week looking at how do we celebrate our partners? How do we celebrate our staff and our patients? And we'll have different events going on throughout the week to celebrate 60 years of community health centers.
That's right. And she'll be talking about those more that week, because she's going to have, I've already signed her up. She's going to come talk on Palmetto Mornings about that. So when Lucas and I have her to sit down with, we'll definitely be talking about some of that and celebrating you more. Real quick, I told you it was going to go by fast. Tell people how they can get in touch with you. What's the best way to, can they walk in? Do they need to schedule an appointment? And how do they do that?
So there's several different ways, but you can walk into our facility. We are located at 455 Lakeshore Parkway, right across from York Technical College. You can go to our website and learn more about our services, sign up for our patient portal, schedule appointments. That's affinityhealthcenter.org. Or you can call at 803-909-6363.
Okay. Do you have any kind of social media presence?
We do.
Okay.
We have social media presence on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
All right. Well, again, Heather, I think, like I said, I told you it was a lot of information, but it was going to go by real quick. And I think that's a great way to end the program. Again, thank you for all that you do and all the work that is going on at Affinity. So thank you again. It's a great way to end the program. Thank you for listening in. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Again, you can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And one more time, we're going to tell everybody what that's out there, what we do that's so special here at Substation 2. It is right here in the white lettering on the black t-shirt. So on the count of three, we'll tell them. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have the best weekend, and we'll see you on the radio next week. Bye.